This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, May 11th. Some economists have warned that Labor's cost of living relief has increased the risk of higher interest rates for longer, as the coalition accuses the federal government of fueling inflation with its budget spending. Goldman Sachs chief economist Andrew Boak said the near-term boost to household incomes, combined with surging migration, meant the case for further rate rises was firming. ObitaShares chief economist David Bassanese said the budget added to the risk that the Reserve Bank would feel the need to raise rates at least once and possibly twice in coming months. The Treasurer Jim Chalmers has hit back at the accusations, declaring he's confident the additional $20.6 billion in net spending in Tuesday's budget isn't inflationary. A truth-telling inquiry will investigate the massacre of Indigenous people, the effect of the Stolen Generation and the impacts of colonisation on First Nation and Torres Strait Islander peoples in Queensland. The path to treaty legislation passed in a special regional sitting of Parliament in Cairns last night. Under the laws, a five-member inquiry will hold hearings and compel government to provide evidence. It could lead to major financial reparations, health reforms and curriculum changes by the state government as part of treaty negotiations with Queensland's First Nations groups. And Federal Infrastructure Minister Catherine King has backflipped on Melbourne's airport rail link just 2 weeks after insisting the $10 billion project would be spared from a review into the government's infrastructure pipeline. Ms King now says she misspoke. The Andrews state government has flagged that the project could be delayed by at least 2 years, allowing it to push out state funding to better balance its forthcoming budget. That decision's yet to be confirmed, but those involved in the project say there's ongoing confusion and that staff hiring processes have been suspended. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Dozens of young children being exposed to nicotine vapes has prompted a government crackdown in South Australian schools. The government will today launch a new education campaign targeting high school students who have taken up vaping, with the state's top medical officer, Professor Nicholas Spurrier, writing to thousands of parents to warn them of its harmful effects. Despite vapes without a prescription being outlawed, data from Drug and Alcohol Services South Australia shows the number of 15 to 29-year-olds vaping has increased by nearly 8%. In 6 years. Wastewater data also shows nicotine levels are at their highest since 2017. And Blue Wiggle Anthony Fields revealed his dream of one day buying into the West Tigers and returning Balmain to the NRL as a single entity team. The Wiggles founder said he could only fund his fairy tale purchase if the iconic children's band was ever sold for a ridiculous amount of money. Fields been a fanatical Tigers fan his entire life, and while he's backed the joint venture since the Tigers merged with West Magpies in 2000, he declared the world would be a better place if Balmain came back. If his dream came true, Field would join the likes of Russell Crowe, James Packer and Mike Cannon-Brookes as private owners of NRL clubs. And we'll have another update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.